When I was in seventh grade, I was the fat kid in my class.
Ew.
Ladies, ladies, ladies!
Uneducated humor.
We're in the his heels!
Who the fuck are these guys?
Hey! Who the fuck are you? Who the fuck are you?
I think that you are physically repulsive, intellectually retarded, you're morally reprehensible, vulgar, insensitive, selfish, stupid, you have no taste, a lousy sense of humor, and who smells?
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening.
What's up, everybody? It's your daddy, Chench.
This is Big Dick Arnold, and we are...
Two wetbacks.
No, we are uneducated humor.
Technically, I'm not a wetback.
Technically, neither am I. Or are you offended by that? Because when I was listening to...
It all depends on the tone.
The way he said it.
What? Two wetbacks.
That's offensive. Oh. No, it all depends on the tone. On the tone that he's saying wetbacks. Because when that story that he's talking about is he used to live in Texas, right on the border of Mexico. He is a white, bald man.
Stone Cold. Everybody knows Stone
I
Cold.
Will allow to use the word wetback because
I think you have no choice. He would fucking kick the shit out of you.
Well, whatever.
Give you the Stone Cold Stunner. Give you the finger. And call you a
wetback. I'll still drink a beer with him. He's a shit dude.
Did you didn't hear the broadcast, huh?
The broadcast?
Yeah, because I think you were busy.
I was probably busy, but what happened?
Their show, because I listened to them now. I usually try to get in there and chat just the bullshit and stuff like that. Well, they had like a malfunction, and our show started playing.
Wait, what?
It completely dropped them, and our show started playing. I was like, ooh, sorry, guys.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That's funny.
You know, guess where it dropped in at perfect time?
What?
Dirty Dicks. They're like, oh, I put my stinky in your stinky.
Oh, that's good.
And I was like, what?
I'm proud of that line. It's not a very good line, but I'm proud of it, though.
Yeah, they're like, what the fuck's going on? I'll put my
stinky in your stinky. Wait, your dick stinks? No, I'm talking about your dick.
They're like, I can see the chat blowing up. They're like, why are you guys, I can't hear you guys. All I hear is like two guys talking about stinky dicks.
Ah, so it's people that never heard us before.
Well, no, I think Juddy or somebody was in there. One of the guys that's...
How long were they off air?
I think for the last like 15 minutes.
Oh, so they didn't get to finish their show?
No.
So we closed it?
Pretty much.
Woo!
I was like, fuck yeah, free plug.
We gotta close. We're closing.
I was like, fuck yeah, UH is taking over.
Mariano Rivera of podcasting.
Yeah, I was like, whoa, wait a minute. That sounds like my voice. And I was like,
you know what?
Fuck, it's Chunch.
Let's just say we're having technical difficulties. Just put the rest of UH on.
Huh?
Just put the rest of UH on.
Yeah, you know what?
Now you know what that's messed up because these girls put work in, bro.
Yeah,
these girls are dedicated. They do their live show.
Hey, guess what? People actually show up to their fucking chat room, like our fucking listeners. Oh, okay.
Hey, man, don't hate on them.
You know what? I love our listeners. They showed up this week.
You four are the shit.
Thank you guys. All four of you guys showed up. You guys are awesome. But no,
it's Arnold's mom downloading it four times.
She's telling all her fucking Rivetta Arnold homies. Check out my son's pinches.
Listen to my amigo's podcast.
He's like, he's on the radio. I was like, well,
he makes fun of me, but I love him.
I was like, we're on the internet. It's
you
not the same.
You putos better download this shit.
You're like, okay, miss, you don't have to threaten me.
Dude, why are you talking like that? We talk normal. Why have a stupid fucking hyena?
Why have a deep ass cholo voice?
Yo, calm the fuck down, Raider fan.
I'll fucking take off my Raider bra right now.
Raider bra. Fucked up. You know what I'm thinking about doing is actually thinking about interviewing my mom.
Interviewing your mom?
Yeah.
That'll be kind of weird, bro.
It is going to be weird, but she has a sense
of... No, bro. I'll be too... Man, you know what? Like, if you fucking... I'm not saying you make fun of your mom. But you make fun of your mom. So, what I'm saying is, I can't talk about her like that in front of her, bro.
No, I'm not going to make... Okay, like, look, she has a sense of humor like me.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
But what are you going to... Interview her? What are you going to ask her?
I'm going to ask her, like, a lot of stupid shit.
Okay, I'm not going to be...
Remember that time I found your dildo?
dude, no.
She'll talk about it.
No.
She will.
No, well, I'm not doubting that she will or will not talk about it.
This is going to be really weird to her.
Bro?
Huh?
Why do you get a kick of this? Like, why do you want to interview your mom? And, like, if your mom says, yeah, then it's her, I blame her for everything. Yeah. I blame her for everything.
Blame her for everything? You blame her for creating me?
Yeah, dude. Will you really ask her shit like that?
Yeah. My mom will do it.
Damn.
As long as I give my mom, like, $20 and a pack of fucking Bud Light, she'll do it.
Was it Platinum? Platinum Bud Lights?
No, dude, don't be dumb, dude. She drinks Bud Light.
Coors.
No, not even Coors.
I'm sorry, Budweiser.
But it's Budweiser or Bud Light? Official drink of the fucking Raider fans.
That's hardcore, bro.
Yeah.
She probably has stock.
Huh?
She probably has stock. Was it Anheuser-Busch?
She don't even know how to...
spell Anheuser-Busch.
She don't even know how to spell Bud Light.
So, Boodlite.
Every time, huh?
Boodlite.
Oh, my mom's fucking texting is horrible, dude.
Like, what's texting? The stuff she texts or her grammar or her spelling?
Everything, dude. I showed my mom how to use the little microphone on her thing. Even her phone's like, what the fuck are you trying to say?
Your mom speaking into the Google Voice texting?
Uh-huh.
That must be awesome. I want screenshots of all that.
Man. I'll show you some of the texts. I'm like, what the fuck? I go, how bad is your, I don't know, speech or whatever, your,
how do you,
the way you talk?
Like you pronounce your words or enunciate.
Yeah, whatever. That your phone just,
because we were like, talking about this the other night. I love using that feature.
Yeah.
Especially when I'm driving. But I've gotten lazier because now, like, especially at home, if I have Wi-Fi or whatever, mm-hmm. I'll just hook up to it and I'll be like, hey, watching the Bigfoot fight. When it's over, I'll head to your house.
Oh, you use it?
I use that and it came out perfect. I just have to slow my speech pattern down and yeah. just make sure I complete all my words and don't slur and they come out fine.
Yeah. I have to really enunciate when I talk when I use the microphone thing.
I don't care, dude. As long as it... Now it's just making you more lazy and pretty soon nobody's going to know how to read or write, bro.
I'm just... one of these days, I hope I get to the point where I can speak in grunts and my phone will know. Or just breathe heavy into it.
So when your phone eventually learns how to read all your grunts, mm-hmm. Record yourself when you're snoring. It's like a bunch of poems come out of you when you're snoring.
Yeah, so
I don't know, man.
If I actually interview my mom, heads up.
That bitch is crazy.
I just interrupt her with
sound. You could probably get out of like 8 episodes out of her, bro.
Yeah, for real, dude. With her whole chola, lifestyle.
Your mom, was your mom really in the game?
Yeah, my mom was in the game.
Like, did your mom get jumped in?
I don't know. Probably.
There's a couple ways females get into gangs.
They get gang banged out.
Like, mom, did you fight your way in, or did you bang your way in?
You give a whole different meaning. The game.
I see. That's man. I can't stop grinning, dude. There's no way you could do that. Like, you ask her if she got in fights or if she had to take care of.
Oh, heads up. She's been in more fights than me, and she has way more tattoos than me.
Or, like, did she have to do some jobs, or did she have to take care of some business, you know?
Yeah. My mom is the... Okay, when you think of a chola, that was my mom. She took some pictures, like, you know, kneeling down.
Okay.
With a Bud Light in a fucking brown paper bag next to a fucking lowrider.
Oh, my God.
And every time she talks, I'm just going to interrupt her.
Shut your mouth, you stupid bitch.
Oh, my God, dude. That's too weird to me.
I think it's going to be interesting.
You question your mom's youth, like what she did in her youth?
Yeah.
Because really, if you interview her, you're really like questioning her, whining and all these stuff. But at the same time, you're making fun of her.
In some ways, yes. But my mom is like me where she can take a joke mm-hmm. and she can dish it out. My mom talks.
So she'll probably rag on you and say stuff on here about you.
My colorful...
What if your mom's a fucking yo, bro? Or if she just flips over this desk and just starts beating your ass like a chola?
Well, like, fucking, well, okay, my favorite team is the Cowboys. Hers is the Raiders, right? Mm-hmm.
They played, like, last week.
Did you hear what happened?
I texted you. I'm all like, hey, you're... No, what happened?
Fucking Raider fans stabbed one of the Cowboy fans.
I don't fucking care about fucking random strange people. What happened between you two? Nothing happened between you. You and your mom didn't bet anything or, like...
No.
No trash talk during the week?
I try not to acknowledge her when the Raiders are on.
Bro, this is like the perfect time. Didn't the Cowboys win?
Yeah.
Come on. It was like the easiest game.
No, it wasn't. We fucking didn't win.
They were going to win, whether it was a close or a big fucking demolition. They were going to win. Well, how come you didn't talk shit to your mom?
I don't know.
Because she's smarter than you. She would have, like, turned it on you.
She'd be like, hey, did you hear about that person that got stabbed in fucking Dallas?
She'll be like,
don't make me go. Don't make me come to your house.
Shut up, mijo. I know more about sports than you'll ever know.
Yeah.
That's funny, bro.
Bitch got no class.
You're fucking gonna go to hell, bro. For reals.
Asshole!
What else would you ask her? You ask her about her days in the gang, doing stuff in the gang. Ask her if she left the gang life.
Yeah. You know what's pretty sad? Is that my dad has not been in as many fights as my mom.
Because was your dad in the gang too?
No.
My dad was, then that's fine, bro.
My dad was sort of a pusshole.
It's uneven levels.
Mm.
Your mom's supposed to get down and rep her shit, her set. Your dad's not. So, it's settled. Someday, your mom's going to come on this podcast.
Yeah.
And you're going to interview her. Why don't you just do a whole separate podcast? Just you and your mom.
No, because I think it'll
what
be
what if that first interview you do with her just goes, like, through the roof, man?
Huh?
What if you get, like, a sponsor off of it, like...
A radio sponsor?
Yeah.
A radio sponsor, a fucking gun sponsor.
Bud Light.
Bud Light sponsor. That's actually not a bad idea. I'm gonna hit her up.
Hey, you'll drop me so quick, it's not even funny.
Man, here's my new sidekick.
Yeah, all right. my mom's not part of it. My mom's...
What would it be called? What would that show be called?
I don't know. The Nose and the Chola.
The Nose and...
The Dinosaur and the Chola.
Dinosaur.
I don't know.
Really? I think the fact that I look like the big dumb dinosaur from Toy Story is pretty funny.
I thought because you were dumb like a dinosaur.
Yeah.
Because he's the dumbest one.
Yeah. So, sorry, going back to the gym, I already told you that, right?
Oh my god, here we go.
So, the girl that I'm talking to, she was like, oh, okay, let's go together. And I was like, cool, I'm going to create a little playlist. And she was like, what? She's like, okay, because like, we have similar taste in music. So she was like, let me see what kind of music you have in your phone.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh, okay. So she started flipping through my music and all that, and she noticed that I had a ton of gay music.
Okay.
Like, really gay music.
Were you doing it for a playlist for yourself or for both of you?
No, this is just music that was actually just in my phone that I listened to.
Okay.
One of them was I Would Do Anything for Love.
You listen to that?
That's the only love ballad that I'll actually listen to. And I already told you why I listen to it.
Because you think it's funny. But every time I think of that song, I think of those fucking commercials.
Which one?
I don't know what company or what they're trying to sell you. But it's some sort of TV commercial where they use that.
Mm-hmm.
How do you work? Dude, when I go to the... When? Keyword. When? When I go to the gym, I have to listen to, like, I don't know. Some, like, upbeat, like,
What's in your playlist?
For the gym?
Yeah.
Iron Maiden, Rage, some Wu-Tang, some Beastie Boys.
Mm-hmm.
What's
the gayest song you have in your playlist?
For the gym?
No, just in your playlist at all.
Oh, I have a lot of Spanish music.
That's not gay, though.
Yeah, there's gay Spanish songs.
Why?
Just like love there's songs? Gay English songs, there's gay Spanish songs. You like love songs. Those are gay songs.
You want to hear one of the gayest songs I have in my thing?
Shoot it. Wake me up before you go, go. Don't leave me hanging on like a yo-yo. Wake me up before you go, go. You didn't even know how to talk when that song came out. That song probably came out when you were born.
So? Fucking Led Zeppelin and all them were out, and I still like them. How do you listen to that song and be in a bad mood? That's like such an awesome song to listen to. In your headphones.
That's such a wake me up. Sounds like fucking the music they play at the gym.
Yeah, I walked into the gym this morning. They were playing Macho Man. I was like, I gotta download that later.
Why do you listen to that, dude?
That's not the gayest one yet.
Okay, come on. Bring it. Yo, tell me what I want, what I really, really want. So tell me what you want, what you really, really want.
I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. So tell me what you want, what you really, really want. Who'd you fuck at all of them?
All of them?
All of them? No, I don't know about posh or sporty.
I'll fuck all of them.
I will fuck the scary one.
Oh, the black one?
Mel B.
Yeah, she's... Well, now she's the hottest one.
Give me a piece of chocolate.
Back then... Well, I don't know who the hottest one is now, but she's the one that's more on TV or whatever. She's hot as fuck right now, though.
That's a piece of chocolate that I want. Oh,
God. I'll dip my shit in that, dude. She's hot. Now, back then... I like the Baby Spice. Because Baby was the blonde one, like the chubby white blonde one, like
she was
the
cute stupid one, wasn't she?
I don't know them. I just remember them from like their characters. Mm-hmm. It was Baby. Pasha's the one that's with Beckham. Scary's the black one. Mm-hmm. Sporty was the girl with the long hair. And who am I missing? Scary. The redheader.
Ginger Spice?
Yeah.
You know, okay, before we go any further, you realize that we just named all the Spice Girls, right?
I don't give a fuck.
You're just as equally as gay as me.
I don't give a fuck. They were big when I was like in third, fourth, fifth grade. Uh-huh. So, okay, I'm not supposed to know their names?
Yes.
Like, half of them are still famous.
No. Posh and Scary Spice are the only ones. The other ones end up on E, where the fuck are they now?
Whatever. Uh-huh. I know. That's almost half of them. That's 40. That's what, 40% of them. Mm-hmm. Right now, Mel B's fine.
I got
Mel
my
B's fucking smoking.
My very last gay song on my playlist.
It's your very last one of today, because I know you have.
Yeah, I have a ton of them.
All right,
I'm not. This is not a bit, dude. This is actually music that I do have on my fucking phone.
But don't turn around, 'cause you're gonna see my heart.
What is this?
Ace of Base.
The motherfucking Ace of Base.
Who's that?
How do you not know? That's Sean Lahore.
What do you mean, how do you not know? Of course I'm not going to know who that is.
You don't know who Ace of Base is?
No, I don't fucking know.
I saw the sign. Don't turn around. All that she wants is another baby.
Big question mark on my face right now.
Big stupid look on your face.
I have no idea who the fuck you are.
But yeah. So she was just like... Why do you have these, like...
Why do you know these songs?
Yeah, she... And I was just like, I don't know.
So, okay. How were you... Okay, let's... All right, you gave me three gay examples, right? Mm-hmm. How do you know Spice Girls?
How do I know them?
Yeah, how did you come up on them? Like, how did you like that song?
I actually heard them on K-Rock when...
Spice Girls were on K-Rock?
Yeah, they played a small little clip. It was because... it was one of the birthdays. You know how they do the birthdays and then they announce who song...
So you got into the Spice Girls late then?
No.
Yes.
I didn't like them.
Man, you just admitted that you got into the Spice Girls at...
No.
Fuck you. Oh, they played a clip. All right, this
I was like, that's catchy. I'm going to go download it.
You're fucking weird. You got into the Spice Girls when you got old.
Okay, look.
The main reason why I know who the Spice Girls are, because I used to eat all their candies. When I was a little kid, they sold candies with all their faces on it.
I did not know that.
That's how I know who they are.
Okay, when I heard them when I was a kid, I was like, that sounds really catchy.
And they're hot, too.
But I'm not gonna listen to it because they're going to make fun of me.
There's this video of them when they're all like in the desert. Uh-huh. It's like this little gay fucking song, whatever. But they're in the desert. And
again,
like,
do you realize we are talking about the Spice Girls?
I don't fucking care, bro. And they're gay. Wearing like skimpy clothes. And I was like, I was about 9 years old. Mm-hmm. They're hot, bro. And then they had like... Power Ranger suits or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's probably like a stupid video now.
Yeah.
Probably like super tamed. But back then... Whew.
I've never seen
that. And then what's Ace of Base? How do you know them?
I actually liked them when I was a kid.
How? Where? When's the first time you heard them?
Those three songs that they named were like on fucking MTV.
And what was the other song?
Which one?
The Meatloaf one?
I Would Do Anything for Love?
That's an old song. How did that was not on MTV?
Yeah, it was.
Was it?
Yeah, the first music video came out like in the early 80s or maybe 70s. But yeah, so she was like...
Oh, I'll admit to something that's lame that I used to listen to a lot. Huh. Now, I didn't listen to it because it was me, but my sister and my black cousins. I have black cousins. They used to listen to this a lot.
So it's okay to say racist things on the show?
I'm not racist, fuck you. they used to listen to TLC. The Jason Waterfalls, that whole CD, dude. Like, I heard that CD.
TLC?
I heard that CD like 1,000 times or like once.
Gay.
My cousins were in Mexico, mm-hmm. and they're like distant cousins. Mm-hmm. They went to go visit at the same time we were there. Mm-hmm. And we were hanging out with them so much, and the two little girls, they just got my sister and my other kid just to listen to them like for like a whole like 2-3 weeks. We just listened to that CD over and over.
So while listening to it, did you come to realize and tell yourself this?
I like meat.
What I'm trying to say is that
that's like
a gay.
Okay, that's a way better drop, bro.
Are you gay? Someone said you were gay. It was me.
I'm telling you about hanging out with black cousins of mine that I have, and all of a sudden I'm gay.
Gay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And my sister got them to listen to like Selena, like over and over and over.
My sister thought she was fucking T-Boss for the longest time.
T-Boss probably the coolest one.
I thought Left Eye was. There was a girl from... never mind. That's a whole different conversation I'm not going to get into. All
right, fuck you.
So after the girl I'm talking to listened to like my song, she was like, are you fucking gay? So I fucked her in the ass to prove I wasn't gay.
Whoa, bro. That's a...
Put my dick in your butt just to make sure.
Are you gay? Like, I'll show you gay. Fuck your ass. That's exactly what gay guys do.
It's a fucking dominant move.
That's exactly what gay guys do.
That's a fucking power move.
Why don't you say, I fucked her in the pussy really hard. That's what straight guys do.
I butt fucked her. I gotta establish my dominance.
I'm sure you proved you were gay. I mean, you proved you were straight, but not that.
Well, who's the gay one now?
You get it in the ass. Well, that's awesome how you, like, brought it up and stuff. And
we gambled. Okay. Me and her betted on the GSP fight, and we gambled with buttholes.
So, if you would have lost the bet, she would have banged you?
She said, if I lose the bet, she was going to do something to my butt. Mm-hmm. And if I won the bet, I was like, win-win for me. I don't give a fuck. And I lost. I lost.
Does she get weirded out?
Hmm?
Does she get weirded out when you brought it up?
No. Like she was just like, her butthole was all quivery. So
No. Hopefully I don't care about her asshole. Uh-huh. I mean, when you brought it up that like, you wanted your asshole played with.
I didn't bring it up. She did.
No. Okay, she brought it up. Uh-huh. But as soon as you said, yeah, cool, that's fine.
Because I was so fucking confident that GSP was going to lose.
So.
We're talking about UFC, a UFC fight that just happened.
So, she didn't get weirded out that you're like, fuck it, play with my asshole.
No.
Because you wanted to lose. Huh? Deep inside, you wanted to lose. Didn't care.
I was like, it's a win-win for me. I really don't care.
She didn't say like, hey, why are you so down for your asshole?
She kept doing this to me the whole time.
So, damn.
So I lost. So my butthole is kind of quivering with joy right now.
That's gross, dude. And did she cash it in?
Huh? No, not yet.
She's gonna cash it in?
Hopefully not.
Man, dude.
So if you have a stinky microphone, the next time you're gonna record.
If I have a stinky microphone, why am I gonna have a stinky microphone?
Huh?
Why am I gonna have a stinky microphone?
I'm just saying.
No, tell me why.
It's gonna smell like butt.
Why? Why is it gonna smell like ass?
A hole of butt.
Why is it gonna smell like an asshole?
Because I'm gonna get my butt pleasured with it.
Thank you. I hope you use that as a drop for yourself for the future.
You know what?
I sort of have a boner.
Shit boner. That's gross, bro. But I like the fact that you're enjoying yourself with that. Uh-huh. I like that you're enjoying yourself a lot by that.
Well, yeah. Hopefully she won't get pissed off. I'm going to leave that in.
You're going to leave that in?
Yeah, I'm going to leave that in.
You're disgusting.
Well, hey, remember when you told me not to mention you to the show?
Guess what we were talking about?
Yeah.
My butthole. You in my ass.
Yeah.
So, what do you want to talk about now? What do you want to go with this?
Let's go into the newsflash.
Newsflash?
Newsflash.
Newsflash, you stupid cops!
Alright. Rachel Gossett. She's a 22-year-old from Georgia.
Was she a great big fat person?
I hope not. I hope she's hot. But aside from that, she got a DUI. Do you want to hear the story behind her getting a DUI in Georgia?
Sure.
Okay.
What if I said no?
I would have fucking still told it. This happened back in November. She went out, got super fucked up, and she left the bar. I guess she had to go do something at home or whatever. When she came back, there's a Walgreens next door. To the bar, which is kind of weird.
Yeah, I was like, that is kind of
weird. It's Georgia, so I guess it's okay. she was gonna park right in front of the Walgreens, mm-hmm. but instead of hitting the brake, she hit the gas and she went through the front door at the Walgreens. Oh. She went completely. She her whole car was inside of Walgreens. Oh. She was so fucked up. She blew up 0.216, which is three times the legal amount for alcohol. Oh. You get a ticket if you're 0.08. She was at 216.
That's fucking hard.
She was fucked up.
My kind of
she
lady.
Goes through the door. She looks around her surroundings. There's already a cop on her way, so she sees a cop. She gets out. She locks it. Bloop bloop. Walks out of the Walgreens and goes straight to the bar. And witnesses say that she was extremely calm when she was stuck into the Walgreens. Like, she just walked out. Like, she just parked her car.
She's extremely fucked up. She's is what it is.
She's
extremely
fucked up. She's like, oh, fuck. Cops are on their way. I better act sober. Uh-huh. Just walked out like a sober person. Went inside the bar. Ordered drinks. Continued her party. While her fucking car was inside of Walgreens.
Yo, where's your car? It's at Walgreens.
Is that your car inside of Walgreens? What car?
I parked.
I've been here this whole time.
Parked in front of Walgreens.
The car you just came out of. I've been here this whole time.
So what the fuck? That building popped out of nowhere.
How did my car get inside Walgreens? Yeah. What the fuck's going on?
Have you ever driven home drunk or anything?
Look, I'll be honest. Uh-huh. I've never had a DUI. I'm super cautious. I'm old already. I'm 28. Mm. So I will never drive drunk. Mm. But...
Have you driven home drunk?
I drove home drunk once. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you this much. It was fucking fun.
It was fun?
It was fun. While I was doing that, it was fun. Uh-huh. But as soon as I got home, I felt like the biggest piece of shit ever.
Oh, yeah.
You get me? As soon as I realized what I had just done, I felt... Because I felt like the biggest... I regretted... Like, even now, I'm starting to feel bad about it. But, yeah, I have done it. And I did it once, and thank God nothing bad happened. But I regret doing that, like, this whole time. Even driving Buzz, I feel bad about. I don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
That's why I'm so, like... Like, that's why I'm always... I don't like drinking when I know I'm driving. Because I felt like such a scumbag, dude.
I've driven home fucked up once. I got into a big old fucking argument with my ex-wife. Mm-hmm. And I drove home drunk. And I thought about it the next day. I was like, fuck. Like, I just remember it being, like, such a fucking blur. I was like, imagine if I would have killed somebody.
It was me and my friend.
Would have made a great podcast story.
Me and my friend, we were both fucked up. And we're like, fuck it. Let's go. And I'm like, let's go. I'm down.
I remember I power walked my way home. We used to make fun of our other co-host. Because whenever he used to get drunk and pissed off, he would just power walk his way home.
Lupe. Lupe was...
I wasn't going to say his name.
Our other co-host? Who else? Lupe was
the notorious for
like if something didn't go his way and he was drunk.
She give it to pussy. I'm walking home. I'm walking home.
Fuck this. It didn't matter if he was 2 blocks or 2 miles or fucking 3, 5, 8 miles from home. Mm. He was walking home.
Yeah.
It didn't matter if he had shoes on or not because I heard once he walked home barefoot. Yeah. Man, fucking Lupe. He would always go home.
Oh, did I ever tell you that story when he fucking... He got drunk on his birthday.
Okay.
He drove to his own little party, right? Uh-huh. And we all turned 21. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, we were like, oh, fuck yeah, 21, we're going to get fucked up. And I was like, we've been getting fucked up since we're, like, young.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, but it was the first time we can actually go buy a bottle for ourselves and drink legally.
Yeah, yeah.
This motherfucker overdid it on, I don't know what it was. But he's drinking, and again, he's supposed to be the designated driver.
Why? It's his birthday. Why?
Because we all just got out of work, and... Okay. We were like,
guys all drove to that spot.
We all drove in separate cars to that one spot. Okay. So he gets fucked up. And Mark asked me, he was like, hey, you got to drive him home. He's fucked up. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, why do I have to drive him home? Mm-hmm. This dude, so I had to drive him home in his little fucking Lexus that he fucking thought was a Mercedes Benz.
Okay.
So he's sitting in the passenger seat. And I'm trying to go as slow as possible because I'm pretty fucked up too.
Yeah.
So he was just like, go slow, go slow. And I was like, dude, I'm going 25. I'm going to fucking speed limit because I don't want to get fucking pulled over. Mm-hmm. He's like, you're driving too fast. I was like, motherfucker, the speed limit's 25. I'm going to fucking speed limit. Mm-hmm. So he starts doing this thing that's like mantra, like, shh, shh,
He's like waving his arms in front of his face.
Yeah. I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm getting fresh air. She was like, all right, you do that. So, and all of a sudden he goes, hur.
Okay.
And I was like, what the fuck? He puts his hands in front of his mouth and vomit fucking over his hands onto the fucking windshield. Oh, and it was like, drink. Keep in mind, we're taking shots of hard liquor. So it smelled like fucking vomit and hard liquor just splattered on the fucking windshield.
Damn.
And I was like, oh, motherfucker, no, you didn't. So I pulled over and Mark's all like, what's going on? And I was like, this motherfucker just threw up all over his car. He's like, oh, okay, I'm fine, I'm fine, I'm fine. Oh, I got it all out of me. Boom, hits the fucking windshield again. I was like, motherfucker. So the whole time we drove home, smelling like fucking vomit and that nasty smell of fucking tequila or whatever the fuck we're drinking.
Oh, that acid.
I called in the next morning. I was like, how was it cleaning your car, asshole? Well, you know, it smelled really bad. I threw a pullover in my work uniform.
Lupus thrown up in my car several times.
Oh, do you remember when we got fucked up for the tailgate? You threw food in his fucking truck and I pissed on his fucking door.
You know what? Fuck that guy. He deserves that. That day he deserves it because he's thrown up in my car easily twice. I want to say up to five.
Five? Really?
Yeah, Lupus thrown up in my... Look, okay, maybe... Okay, four. Two to four times.
That's still a lot.
Once... Oh, my fucking guy, dude. Once, I don't know where we were coming from, but he had, like, cranberry vodkas or something. And...
Vodka, I don't know what he did,
but he stuck his head out of the car. And he started throwing up, so he threw up all along the side of my car. Like, he was in the front seat, too. So he's all like, he didn't want... Because he had thrown up in my car before. So I'm like, Lupa, you better not fucking throw up in my car.
He's a disgusting human being.
Because he had thrown up in the past in my car. He fucking sticks his head out the window while I'm driving. Mind you, I think we were on the freeway or something. And there was no shoulder. Aside from the fact that I wasn't...
So he just sprayed the whole fucking side of your car. He fucking
threw up on the whole side of my car, bro. And I dropped his ass off, and my ass goes to the fucking, I think I went, because I've had another friend do that, too.
I don't know. Is it the same night that he went to go meet a girl?
I don't know, bro. I don't remember.
He told me this one story. Like, I don't know whose car he did that to. It might have been yours. It might have been someone else's. Same thing. Stuck his head out the window, threw up all along the side of the car.
Yeah.
Got dropped off at some girl's house and made out with her. I was like, you're a disgusting human being, dude.
Yeah, but it was that same night, because I think I dropped out, okay. The girl is insignificant.
Right. Hold on.
But I think that was me. I think it was me. I think I dropped him off somewhere.
Yeah.
Or like...
It was that night then.
Or something happened where he met up with somebody else and he still ended up doing whatever he did.
You had the Malibu, like, right? You had the Malibu, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because he told me it was a white car.
Yeah, dude. He fucking threw up all along the side of my car. And then my dumbass is over here clean in the middle of the night, like 2 or 3 in the morning, at a gas station. You know what I cleaned my car with?
What?
With the fucking windshield squeegee. The windshield wiper. You know the one you clean your windows with? I poured that all over the side of my car and like let all the vomit drip.
So USC tailgating was our revenge.
USC, UCLA, USC at Pasadena in the Rose Bowl. 2010?
That was a couple years ago.
Whatever. 2010, I think. Lupe had his truck for maybe a year or two tops. It was his first tailgate taking his truck. He's super excited. He's driving. We're all going. This tailgate was ridiculous. The game wasn't until like 6. So we all got there like at 8 or 9 in the morning. So we had like 8 hours to tailgate. We all got fucked up. By 2 o'clock, we were all gone.
I just remember being daytime, and then boom, it was nighttime.
Yeah, me too. I don't remember the sun going down. I just blacked out. Now, the story goes like this. I blacked out. Arnold blacked out. So a lot of people have blacked out. I don't remember doing any of this. Arnold doesn't remember doing any of this.
They're flashes.
There's flashes. I don't remember anything. But the story goes like this. We destroyed his truck. At tailgates, when you want to go take a piss, you can either take a long walk and stand in a long line in urinals where everybody's at and then walk all your ass back. Or you could take a piss in between the cars. So typically what people would do is if you were at a truck with four doors, you would open one door, open the door behind you, or whatever. You take a piss.
Well, nobody sees your dick.
Yeah, you're trying no one to see your dick, but you're trying to be more respectful. Nobody see your dick by accident, right? Like, that's the rude thing to do.
I just don't want to be so
you open
dick.
You open the door and you take a piss right by the door, right? So you piss on the grass, but you try not to piss in the door. Mm-hmm. Apparently, when people were getting fucked up, people were opening Lupa's truck's door and taking pisses on his door.
Yeah.
Arnold being one of them.
I just remember, like, I was pissing and I was, like, texting somebody on my phone, and Lupa just coming from behind, just fucking shoving me. And I was like, what? He's like, what the fuck, dude? You're peeing in my fucking side door cup holder.
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
You're just pissing all over his speaker in his door or whatever.
Yeah, I was like, don't worry, I'll flush it.
So he got pretty pissed about that. Then the next...
Keep in mind, this is the first time Lupa went out and wasn't the one that was fucked up.
Yeah.
He was buzzed and having to deal with a bunch of drunk people. Dude, you know what?
I think he got payback and he still needed some more.
Yeah.
He's done a lot of shit.
I'm going to go take a dump in his fucking...
I think the only way that I would have gotten even with him and you is if I took a shit on top of his truck and inside his truck. Mm-hmm. I had to take two shits on his truck. So then the story goes as this. Some fucking random girl... There was a lot of girls there. And a lot of the girls took food or like a potluck or whatever. Mm-hmm. This girl made a tray of chilaquiles. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys know. Whatever. What that means.
It's a Mexican dish.
She made a tray of it. And I think by the time people got to the chilaquiles, nobody was hungry anymore. Everybody was fucked up. So I'm inside Lupa's truck. And apparently I took the tray. And I was eating with my bare hand.
I thought you was...
That's what I've been told. That I was grabbing them and eating by my bare hands. And I was eating... We're eating all the cheese or whatever. And somebody said something, and I literally flipped the whole tray over, like up in the air inside of his truck. That's what he told me. That you just fucking grabbed the whole tray and just flipped like a pound of tortillas just in the air, like all over his truck.
Didn't say somebody else got fingered in his car too.
Now, also, there was a girl sitting either next to me or by me or whatever, and that she was like completely leaning on the door from the inside, and that somebody opened the door and the girl just fell out. And she fell out and landed like on wet grass, which is supposedly piss grass.
Is that a orangutan?
Yeah. Supposedly. And then that I fell out to help her, but like I was super fucked up. So we're like all like on the grass. And I think you went and fell next to us or something too.
All I remember is that day I was hitting on somebody that pissed on herself. And I was like, it's cool. I was still trying to hit them. It's cool.
There's so many drunk people. Tailgates are fun, but if you're not experienced, you get your ass kicked, dude, by the alcohol, by the day. Just, I've been to like several events where I go tailgating, and I always miss. And I have a high percentage where I miss the whole game, just blackout.
Really?
Yeah. Been to San Diego for the Argentina Mexico game, like a friendly game, and we paid a lot of money for those tickets. We got front row tickets.
Is that soccer?
Yeah, and I
gay.
Fuck you.
So. I have a story for...
Drunken nights?
No. It's a newsflash story.
Okay.
I actually have a sound clip to go with it.
Should it?
It's Easter Sunday. A young woman on her morning run. She makes a turn, jogging towards this alley. Then a security camera catches this.
Drops her pants and lets go. Puts her shorts back up without any wipe, nothing else. This is malicious fecal distribution. She's come back multiple times.
At least four times, Bobby says. He has no idea who she is and why his home has become her personal toilet. Bobby says she always strikes on weekend mornings. In fact, his security cameras caught her once again this past Saturday.
I saw this little blonde girl running down the street, and I was like, oh my God, that's got to be her.
Unsure, Bobby left his home and did some errands.
So this girl was... Every fucking day or every other day.
Every Saturday morning.
Every Saturday morning, run by his house and take a dump. Where? In his yard?
Yeah, but where in his yard, though?
I don't know.
Like, if it's in the middle of his yard, like, out in the open, then it's more malicious. But, like, if she takes a shit, like, on the corner of his yard by the fence.
I saw the video, and I think it might have been, like, I don't know, but it was somewhere on his yard. What did you do to that girl to fucking piss her off? That she takes a dump on your fucking yard on her weekend jog.
When you work out, there's a certain point of your workout where you're like, man, I really need to take a shit because your body is moving and you want to take a dump.
Yeah, because you're.
But what if this girl's like not being malicious? What if like
No.
After she turns this corner, there's like this little corner. There's like this little patch of grass where there's like a fence on two sides and like a big bush. And that's probably the safest place you could take a shit.
Would you, if that happened to you, would you take a dump in someone's yard or would you actually try to make it to the...
I don't know, bro. Maybe she just really, really has to. But the thing, what kills her for her is that she's doing it every Saturday morning.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like planned.
Yeah, I don't know. I think she's doing it on purpose.
But what? But he says he doesn't know her.
Yeah, see, that's the weird part.
Maybe he's new and the guy that used to live here did something to her and now he moved out and she just keeps taking the shit on that yard.
Yeah. Either way,
that bitch is crazy.
Taking a dump on someone's yard.
That is crazy, though.
Show some respect.
Or was it? You ever took a shit in the yard?
Huh?
You ever took a dump in the yard?
Well, yeah.
Oh, man, okay.
When I was in high school, it's weird because my stepmom didn't trust me to have a key to the house. Mm-hmm. I don't know why, but my stepbrother had the key to the house.
When you were in high school?
Yeah.
Well, how old was your stepbrother?
The same age as me.
Okay. So her kid could have a key.
Yeah, but I can't. I got treated like the stepchild, unfortunately.
Because you were. And then?
So I got home and I had to take a dump so fucking bad. Mm-hmm. And my bedroom window at the time used to face towards the backyard.
Yeah.
So I get home, I start knocking on the door, and I'm trying to get like, fuck, my brother has to be home because he's fucking, he gets home before I do. I don't know why. Mm-hmm. I knock on the door, nobody answers, and I had to go really fucking bad. Mm-hmm. So I was just like, I had to go. So I went into the backyard, fucking dropped my little fucking uniform and took a dump in the backyard. And as I'm doing that, I hear, hey, Mike, I think your brother's taking a dump in the backyard. And I look up and my brother's friend is standing there watching me take a dump in the backyard. So I was just like, fuck it, I got busted. So I was just like, shit. So I went into the room or the house. And I was like, what the fuck, dude? He was like, I was here the whole time, dude. We're just playing video games and shit. Oh, dude, did you really take a dump in the backyard? And then his friend's like, yeah, I saw him taking a dump. So, like, I had to go outside and fucking wash it down before my dad got home.
Wash it? Why'd you wash it down?
Because, like, we don't have pets. So, obviously, someone took a dump in the backyard.
Yeah, did you take a dump on the grass? Or on the dirt or something?
No, on the grass.
You never taken a shit like out in the open before, like gone camping there or like.
That's completely different from taking a dump outside of your house.
Well, because there's a certain
and I am
way,
a, huh?
There's a certain way you're supposed to do it. So did you take a dump on the grass?
Yeah.
That. So you had to wash it out.
Yeah.
You didn't have any shovels or anything?
No. Well, I was a dumb kid, so I'm pretty sure I didn't.
Yeah,
think
you
about
could
that.
Just shovel the shit and throw it on the dirt.
Nobody's gonna see this and boop, just throw it over the neighbor's yard.
When I go to Mexico, when I was younger, we over there's outdoor restrooms. Uh-huh. Where it's like a giant hole with the toilet on top. Uh-huh. But when you take a dump in the outdoors or whatever, you're supposed to like dig a hole and like take a shit in the hole if you can, if you have aim.
So you have to take a dump outside?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I've only had to do it once as an emergency.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
All right. So here's a funny story. It's kind of disgusting. Heads up, this is disgusting. Mm. For some reason, I really had to take a dump, and my sister fucking beat me to the restroom. Mm. Like, Mom, I can't hold it anymore. She's like, well, fucking go outside. Mm-hmm. So I ran outside. I grabbed some fucking napkins. I go outside, and I take a dump, right? I take a dump on the side of my house, on the side of my garage, between the garage and the wall, and there's dirt. So nobody could see me, right? Like, I'm like taking this shit. And at that time, I had a Doberman. And my fucking Doberman just standing there with me. I'm walking to go get a shovel. I wipe my ass or whatever. And I'm going to come back and dig a hole. So I walk away. My dog follows me. I go get the shovel. And while I'm walking back to go dig a hole next to the crap, my dog goes to the crap. And it's a log. And one fucking scoop, he eats the whole piece.
What? Ugh, that's gross.
Dude, they eat grass, they eat crickets, they eat shit, they eat dog food that I'm sure smells terrible. And, oh man, that's gross.
My dog eats his shit. I don't
that's what I'm saying. You've told me your dog eats his own shit.
I'm a good boy. I don't have to clean it now.
That's disgusting, dude.
I'm going to teach my dog how to be How to get me chicks, dude.
That's a little... That's more on you, bro. That's not your... You can teach a dog.
I'm going to go get me some bitches, boy. Go get me some bitches.
Teach your dog how to be a wingman.
Dude, dogs are the best fucking wingman.
I can see that if you go to, like, a dog park and stuff.
There was a study out somewhere, and I forget what it was. I think, what are the wolves? The ones that look like wolves?
The huskies.
They were, like, top rank on how to get chicks. If you have a husky...
Like a puppy?
You're getting some bajiji.
Any puppy in general.
Nah, because there's some ugly-ass dogs out there.
Well, chihuahuas are the ugliest ones. They look like rats.
Yeah. Well, it was that. And then I think second or third on the list was the dog that I have.
What, the miniature pincher?
No, the dog that we have now.
Oh, the lab?
Yeah, he's a Labrador, right?
Yeah, because when somebody thinks of a puppy, they think of a lab.
Yeah.
It's like... It's like the most I don't want to say generic or basic or ideal dog. Like, everybody wants a dog similar to that. Now, you have your own specific dog you want, but
yeah,
that's like the dogs on TV and shit, like a lab or something.
So all they know is that when we got that dog, I was like, oh, I'm gonna get so much pajardy.
No meteorologist, but I'm pretty sure it's raining bitches.
That's what happens every time I take my dog out.
Do you even take your dog out? Or you just say you do? Just how you say you
get. I have a school right next to... I have a school right next to the elementary school. I mean, I live right next to an elementary school. So it's like, oh, I'm going to get some single moms.
So when school's out or school's in... School's out probably is the best time.
Yeah.
Mom go pick up their kids.
The little kid's like,
are you that guy that hangs out outside of his house by the school with his dog?
I remember the coolest place I thought to pick up chicks was outside the girls' restroom at a concert.
Hang out near the girls' restroom. And just scope it out, and you'll see what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Pretty much anywhere they have booze, where the main thing is drinking, hang out next to the...
No, because not at clubs, dude, because...
No, not at clubs,
not at
obviously.
Clubs, not, what not about at concert? Bars, not at concerts.
No, same thing.
They go back to the concert.
Yeah, I guess.
They go take a piss, and they go back, go see the show.
Back to the newsflash.
Sheriff's Deputy Daryl Mathis from Newton County, Georgia, about 30 miles east of Atlanta. He's a 5-year veteran, was arrested and charged with selling marijuana locally from his squad car.
Wait,
and
what?
He was charged for selling weed out of his cop car.
The cop?
While he was in uniform.
What?
And apparently without any, like, without any regard to the uniform, he was just out there being, like, super
open. That's the best fucking disguise. But, I mean, like, it's the best disguise. But,
like, he wasn't trying to be, like sneaky about it. Like, he was just selling drugs out of his car. Fuck it. So his fucking department or whatever, they got wind of this, and so they ended up getting the FBI involved. So they did a sting, a by the book sting, for him. This guy was so dumb and so naive that he was part of his own sting.
So wait, what do you mean he was part of his own sting?
So he cooperated with them as far as setting up, like, the sting and, like...
So this guy's like, oh, we're going to bust this motherfucker.
How they were going to take down a dirty cop. So he's part of the team. They're doing this. They're telling him that he's going to be on their... Like, he's telling him that he's part of the team and he's all this. And he didn't know that they were setting him up for a buy. Like, somebody was going to go buy drugs off of him. So he knew there was a sting going to happen. He just didn't know when and where. Right?
And because the
FBI, and they were doing all kinds of things. And then they set a sting for him to sell something to somebody. But he didn't know it was for him. So they set him up. Like, let's say they told him, oh, this thing's going to be in a couple weeks. He's all like, all right, cool. Like, fuck yeah. Like, I'm down. We're going to get this dirty-ass cop. And then 2 weeks prior to the sting, they did it on him, and they got his ass. Yeah, his ass got caught.
So when they showed up to pick him up, was he, like, confused? Did he say,
"What's up, players? Y'all want to buy some drugs?"
Pretty much. They make it seem like he was completely ignorant towards, like, him selling it in front of people.
What a fucking idiot, dude.
It is the best cover-up, but come on, dude.
Yeah, nobody suspects a cop of selling drugs.
His own team got him, dude. Like, nobody told him anything. I think he fucked up so bad that nobody had his back.
Yeah, because I mean, usually...
I mean, like, really, this motherfucker selling drugs out of his cop car?
Dude, what an
idiot. On duty? Man, fuck him. Let's just bust his ass.
Yeah.
That's what I think, so.
Yeah.
Have you ever bought drugs off of a cop?
No. I used to get all my shit for free. You know what I used to do? Mm-hmm. I used to smoke out and take NyQuil and just get really fucked up.
Why would you take NyQuil?
Just because I used to have a hard time sleeping before.
So you would, like, triple dose yourself?
Yeah, because I never smoked weed to hang out. Because, dude, I was, like, such a non-social dude. Mm-hmm. And, like, whenever I smoked out, like, I used to just smoke out just to laugh and go to sleep. I used to have sleeping problems. So, yeah, so I used to do that. I used to live far, too. Like, from where I work, I used to mm-hmm. drive far. So, like, there was times where I would be so amped up off the energy drinks that I wouldn't be able to sleep at night. Mm-hmm. So I used to get fucked up.
Like, I'm getting sleepy just thinking about it.
So
that's our newsflash.
That's it for newsflash.
And that's it. That is it.
And that is it for this fucking show.
We appreciate you guys listening to us. Keep the numbers up. Listen to us.
Listen. The way we heard you guys. You guys wanted a show that was more frequent, more consistent. Boom, we started doing it once a week. Mm-hmm. Now we want something from you. Share us with your fucking friends.
That would be pretty cool.
Yes, because believe it or not, it fucking helps. Mm-hmm. You're like, hey, check this show out, blah, blah, blah. Just lie. Say that we're funny. Say that we entertain you.
Don't lie. Just share it. If you enjoy our show, then share it.
Yeah. Share it with your friends. I mean, seriously, it does help.
If you don't enjoy our show, fuck you. You're dumb. Why are you listening to us?
Yeah. I'm just listening to hate. Fuck you.
Hey.
So, like, yeah, like, I appreciate the people that do, because there's people out there that do, like, I post their shit up on Facebook, and they share it with their friends and everything, and nobody pays attention to it, but thank you anyways. Uh-huh. But, so yeah, to those people, thank you, and like I said, share us with your friends is the best way to support us. It really is.
Yeah.
I feel
all like we should people that have to want to listen to us that don't want to listen to music, or at the gym, or driving, or fucking at home just hanging out getting high.
I like Thank to think you. That it's a lot of girls just touching their pussies, just thinking about us.
I like to think it's a lot of hot white girls smoking out, having a pillow fight.
They're like, oh, listen to that fat man talk.
With booty shorts.
Just tickling the taco.
Listen, getting turned on by our voices.
Why can't we have fans like fucking like Keep Calm and Chive On? Why can't we have Chivettes, but or UHS, or I don't know. What would you call themselves?
I don't know, man. I'm just thinking of hot ass girls and pillow fighting.
You want pillow fight?
I said hot ass girls.
You can be two hot ass dudes pillow fighting.
Fat ass guys.
Let's do it. Let's pillow fight. Let's get butt naked and fucking pillow fight.
No.
Let me see your dick, dude.
Put my dick away, please. Alright, you guys. Fun and chicken humor. This is Chench.
And this is Arnold.
Suck it easy.
Suck it easy.
A little up the road from the habitations of the towns we know. A place we saw the lights turn low, the jigsaw jazz in the get fresh flow. Pulling out jobs and jamboree handouts, two turntables and a microphone. Bottles and cans, or just clap your hands, or just clap your hands.
Where's that?
Up off the side of the road with the elevator bones and your whiplash tones. Members only, hypnotizers move through the room like ambulance drivers. Shine your shoes with your microphone blues, your suits with your parachute boots. Passing the Gucci from coast to coast like a man Gary Wilson.
Those who swing both ways, ACDCs.
Le
let's make it out, baby.
Beautiful, Dad.